Well, I think probably do a second jibber about this subject, really, because I'm wide awake-ish. Well, I'm wide awake, but I've just, you know, it's funny when you're depressed, really, you know, being wide awake, being asleep, being half asleep, being half awake, they're all pretty similar. Sometimes when you're awake, you just wish you were asleep, quite a lot of the time. Other times, you can't get to sleep at all. The time isn't now for me, because I don't know, your brain has somehow produced whatever chemical it is that allows you a bit of thought, and you have this thought, you know, moments of thought, or it's not like I'll wake up tomorrow and feel lucid or observational. So, you know, while I am, I might as well boo. I miss all the people that I've met on Twitter and the audio boo guys. And, well, I miss my best friends. I miss my best friend, my best man. But it feels like a necessary evil from my perspective, because it's like I'm not actually capable of without anxiety going out and seeing them, or even chatting to them on the phone sometimes. Well, often. I don't get on that well with phones. Yeah, so well, I'm losing my train of thought now. So I suppose what I'm saying, is that making every effort really not to see any friends is a self-fulfilling prophecy of losing those friends or losing touch with them. And that in turn feeds your feelings of depression, the idea of negative stuff being dominant in your mind, as opposed to optimism and enthusiasm, which I do have periods of, obviously. I've had quite a long period in the spring and summer. Yeah, well, anyway, the consequence is that really it's very hard to maintain friendships. It's very hard to explain to someone that you're not phoning them back because you can't speak to anyone without them just taking offence that it's because you don't want to speak to them. Because you're not making that kind of logical thought process. And it sort of makes you a bit sad. You think probably possibly there are people who've got friends who sort of bash their door down to make sure they checked up on them every so often, or you know. But I guess then the friend needs, before that happens, they need to know how bad you are, really, or you know. And it's just really, it's just dull to tell them, because it's everything you don't want to be thought of as, you know, is a depressive. It's not what you want your friends to think of you as. Well, and especially, I mean, and maybe there's a lot of my problem laced in with that, which is a pleaser personality, you know, someone who wants people to like them and that sort of thing. Not a tickly sex toy. There you go, bit of humour, that's a good sign. Not very funny, but doesn't matter. It's a token gesture, token humour gesture. But yeah, friends. If you've got a broken leg, they can carry you about, take you here, take you there, you know, they can understand that. If you've got a broken mind, it's very difficult indeed. And, I don't know what the answer is, really. I don't know what the answer is to